Hey, Desert Vista. Don Moyo here. Looking forward to hearing your set. Looks like you guys brought your own fan club. Okay, so we gotta keep that quarter note consistent with the bass and drum. Boom, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, yeah. Sounds a little wishy-washy, so you wanna keep it locked in. Usually I don't say this to drummers on a tune like this, but a little more kick drum might help here. Do, 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 just to help the time. I like that you're playing sensitive to the vibes, so I don't wanna change that, but it, sounded a little wishy-washy. It's starting to lock in now. Nice dynamics in the horns. Very nice. Maybe on the sax melody, a little more legato, I think, on those eighth notes. I don't know how to talk saxophone talk, but a little less tonguing, a little more be-do-dee-da, be-do-be-da, instead of pa-pa-pa-pa. So more legato, I guess, would be the term. Tough tempo for the rhythm section because it doesn't want to get loud, but it can't get it's gotta stay consistent. Tough tempo, but you're doing a good job. Left hanging out there, rhythm section, you got to help them out a little bit. And also, as a soloist, you got to get some rhythms together to make it move. You know, you can't play quarter notes for your whole solo. Just work some things out that you know you can make some little riffs that work for you. Watch the tempo, guys. This tune is so much the same. We got to do something in the rhythm section to change the texture and help these soloists out. And also the tempo's moving around, so it's I know it's a tough one. But you got to do something. Maybe on one solo you go to the hi-hat and go back to the ride. Something to change the shape. Music is supposed to be played kind of floaty, which you guys are getting, but it should not be fluctuating tempo. Okay, so that tune, 9 minutes and 20 seconds. That's a long tune. Maybe cut the solo length down, but it just stayed the same for a long time. Very pretty, though. I like the ensemble sound. But you got to do something with the dynamics and textures and shorter solos because that's 9 minutes of a lot of the same stuff.
And Spencer Grijovic. We also opened it up with a wonderful vibe solo by Matthew Lines. Cool. Next, we're going to do a really neat arrangement of Somewhere from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, and you're going to hear some melodic stuff from Richard Hizinski on the trumpet.
watch the entrance there. Get the tempo in your head. There you go. My recorder ran out. Okay, I'm back. Okay, watch the congas now. It should just be a little boom, boom, bop. Boom, boom, bop. Boom, boom. We don't want too many subdivisions in there for the soloists. Rhythm section, don't die out now. So we're running into the same problem we had on the first tune, is that the dynamics and the textures within the rhythm section are not changing. New soloist should be a different sound. Maybe on a vibe solo you play the hi-hat. Maybe on an alto solo you play the ride cymbal. You've got to come up with some things so it's not just the same the whole time. Some blues licks. If you're going to play jazz, you have to be able to play some eighth notes. The bass player is already playing all the quarter notes. Guys, lots of energy. We gotta work on shaping some of the tunes, that's all. And soloists, you gotta work on listening to jazz and getting your eighth notes together in the swing genre. Good job.